Good afternoon, and welcome once again to Stage Talk. I'm your host, Steve Hunt. Glad to have you along on this Friday afternoon, or whenever you tune in. Remember, you can always go to alaskapublic.org and click on Stage Talk to find out about old shows. Also, if you have a question about other shows playing around in the area, we have our calendar on our webpage. You can always click on the links of other performing groups in the area. Well, last weekend was Memorial Day. It's the unofficial start of summer, and you know what we do here on Stage Talk during the summertime? We often take a break, sort of a break. We talk with theater companies and dance companies about what they're going to be doing next year as a preview of what's going on in the next season. So today is our first show in that series of previews. I'm pleased to have Anchorage Community Theater on, and I'm also very pleased to have on Executive Director Sarah Athens to talk about this season. Welcome to the show, Sarah.
Thank you.
You know, you were here last summer to talk about the season for this past year.
Yes.
And what was really interesting was that, you know, community theaters typically do more well-known plays and musicals and like comedies. Mm-hmm. And you had chosen a season for last year. We'll get to this year in a moment. But for last year, that I think I called very ambitious because it included a lot of not well-known plays and some risky things. How'd that turn out for you?
Well, I'm pleased to say it was great. We actually had the highest average attendance of the last 10 years this season. So I think that we took risks and they paid off. And I think that, you know, the theory that people want to see themselves on stage and that a diversity of stories and perspectives appealed to a wider array of Anchorage. So I'm really proud of the season, and it went really well.
It always seems that challenge, doesn't it, that you don't do a show because you don't think people will come see it, but then people don't come see that kind of show because you don't do it. You've got to make that leap of faith, and you did last year.
Right, exactly. I mean, I think one of the biggest risks in our season was Lady Day at Emerson's Bar and Grill, which is a musical about Billie Holiday. And just the casting, people kind of were like, Sarah, I don't know, you're not going to be able to cast it. And we cast four women as Billie Holiday. So I think that we just went above and beyond, and we're kind of like, well, we're going to do it and we're going to try it. And, you know, our mission is building communities through theater. So that gives us, I think, the opportunity to take risks, because our mission is not make the best theater in the world. Our mission is not sell the most tickets. Our mission is build community through theater. So did the play achieve that? Yes. And then was it also great and people really loved it and it was fantastic? Yes. So,
well, let me ask you one more question about last season, then we'll get to this season. What kind of reaction did you get from the audience? You probably brought some new audience members in, but you also had the older, not older, but, you know, the ones who've been coming for time and time. What was the reaction you had from the audience?
Yeah, I mean, I think that I've had a number of people tell me how much they enjoyed the season that were our regular patrons. So I think that there was a fear in, you know, alienating our regular, our kind of standard audience by trying to do new things. But what we found instead is that it was kind of refreshing for them, and they were excited to see the shows, and they came because it's ACT and they always come, and then they were pleasantly surprised to see something new. So I think that they really enjoyed the season, especially because it was so well done. So I think that, you know, you would have a hard time criticizing the quality of the plays, and so they enjoyed them and had a good time. I think if we'd done a bad job,
well, that's true.
They maybe wouldn't have, but
well, quality always sells.
Yeah, I think so. I think that you rarely get a great play in Anchorage that no one sees.
Right.
I think that if it has a good opening weekend, people will enjoy it, then they'll tell other people and people will show up. I mean, we sold out every performance of closing weekend of Lady Day. We added a performance. And that was because people told their friends and they came.
Well, this year, you're not disappointing.
Mm-hmm.
You have one sort of, I guess, standard community theater type of play. But even that is not one of the most done shows by Ken Ludwig. So we'll get to that in a moment. Let's start out. You're starting out with a new play by an Anchorage playwright, Shotzi Schaefer's. Tell us about that play.
Sure. So Silver Thaw is a murder mystery set in an inn in Washington in 1980. And it's one of those the setup is like this group of people come together in this inn, and then there's an ice storm, and so they all get stuck there for the night, and then someone dies. So, and they try and figure out who, and it's kind of funny, and there's lots of twists and turns, and at the end of the play, you're just kind of like, what happened?
I've read this play, and I was surprised by how much comedy, not comedy, yeah. but how funny there yeah, some of the characters are.
Yeah, it's definitely has a lot of laughs that kind of lighten the, it makes it okay that people are dying on stage because it's all so funny.
So it's kind of it's a murder mystery.
Yeah.
But in a way, it adds some comedy to it.
Yeah.
So it's Shotzi Schaefer's plays all over, because she always right. writes some very interesting plays.
Yeah, yeah, it's great. I really, really enjoy it.
And you're directing that show.
I'm directing that show, yep.
And so you're having auditions for that coming up when?
Probably late July. We haven't set an exact date yet, but...
And that show plays September...
September 15th through October 8th.
So we have a little time before we mm-hmm. get to that. Some more time tweaking the script yeah. here and there. You know.
Yeah, exactly.
That's so exciting to work with an original yeah. play with the playwright actually in the room with
mm-hmm.
you.
Well, yeah.
Moving right along, we have another play from a playwright that... is well-known in Anchorage, although mm-hmm. he's not the most well-known playwright perhaps around the country. Topher
right.
Payne,
mm-hmm.
His play Nothing, Let Nothing You Dismay is your Christmas show. He had done another play here earlier. Tell us about Perfect Arrangement. Were you involved at all with that?
I wasn't. Perfect Arrangement actually happened, I think, before I moved up to Alaska. So I am not terribly familiar with it. I know that it was successful. I know a number of people who were involved. And then, so I read this play. I read Let Nothing You Dismay. And I was optimistic that it would go well because Perfect Arrangement had gone so well.
And it played in Atlanta, where Topher is from, mm-hmm. and a lot of people loved it down there.
It's hilarious. The script is so, so funny. And I think Christmas plays get a little stale because they're done all of the time. And so I was really excited to find a new Christmas play that's really funny and that hasn't been done here before. So...
We're talking about Anchorage Community Theater's next season, the 2017-2018 season. My guest is Sarah Athens, Executive Director of Anchorage Community Theater. We're kind of going through the shows one by one. We started out with Silver Thaw, went to Let Nothing You Dismay, the Christmas show.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you're right. I think a lot of community theaters, though they may not want to do the same show over and over again, they tend to do that because they can't find those new Christmas shows.
Right. And they want to bring in, you know, Christmas is often the time where theaters will make a huge sum of their money.
Right.
And so it's not really a time where theaters are encouraged to take risks. So, and I don't think that this is a risk. It's a hilarious Christmas comedy, and I think that people will love it. But it also has, you know, the appeal to me and I think to our audience of being new and different and interesting while still kind of being familiar because it is a Christmas play.
It is. And I've read this play also. Mm-hmm. And it's a funny play.
Yeah, it's really
and
funny.
It's about Christmas, but it's just
yeah.
it's just funny.
Yeah.
He writes some very interesting characters.
Mm-hmm.
Starting out the next year, we have... Oh, by the way, I meant to mention, and I just completely forgot about this. The next play reminds mm-hmm. me of this.
Yeah.
The theme for your season is...
Right. Stories You Thought You Knew. So the theme is sort of we're exploring maybe stories or characters or genres that are generally well known, but we chose plays that kind of take them in a new direction or explore a different aspect of them, and I think that's especially apparent with the next show that you're going to mention, which is Young Jane Eyre.
So tell us about Young Jane Eyre, written by Marcia Chamberlain.
Mm-hmm. Young Jane Eyre is a play adaptation of just the first 9 chapters of Charlotte Bronte's Jane Eyre. So it's just Jane Eyre's childhood from when she's at her the mansion with her aunt, and then she's sent to a sort of boarding school orphanage home where the girls are very poorly taken care of. It's great. I mean, it's sort of aimed at children, but I think that anyone who likes Jane Eyre would like it. But it has a cast of mostly children with a couple of adults. So I'm really excited about that. There's going to be lots of little girls on ACT stage, which I think will be really fun. I mean, I think the adaptation is beautiful. It's definitely kind of sad because Jane Eyre is kind of sad. But if you know the story of Jane Eyre, I think you can leave knowing that her life does eventually get better. And the play leaves you with on a relatively optimistic note. But I mean, you know, there's not really getting around the fact that her childhood was rough and difficult. So,
well, we'll look forward to seeing this, new take on the story of Jane Eyre that runs January through February.
Yes. The exact dates are escaping me right now, but they're on our website.
Next, we have the play that sort of ties back into what a lot of community mm-hmm. theaters do, the play Shakespeare in Hollywood mm-hmm. by Ken Ludwig, mm-hmm. Who's written a number of, he's well known for farces. In fact, ACT has done a number of his farces.
Yeah.
But again, this is one that maybe people don't quite know as well. Tell us about this play, Shakespeare in Hollywood.
Yeah, Shakespeare in Hollywood is great. It's really funny. So it's set on the film set of the 1920s adaptation of Midsummer Night's Dream, which was a film adaptation. And then the play is set there, and then Puck and Oberon from Midsummer Night's Dream actually appear.
The characters from the
play. Yeah, the actual characters appear. And then, you know... serendipitously, the two actors playing Puck and Oberon drop out, and Puck and Oberon are cast to play themselves in the movie. but they still have their magic, you know, so Puck will disappear and make people fall in love with other people on accident. So it kind of is, it's in a way an adaptation of A Midsummer Night's Dream, and in a way a sort of, you know, historical retelling of a film being made. So it is... But overall, it's really funny, and that's mostly why we chose it.
Well, it sounds like a kind of a twist on just reality and, you know, what's the play, what's the characters, and creating this sense of like I say, Puck changing things going on. So it sounds like a perfect formula for a farce.
Yeah, exactly.
Which Ken Ludwig is very famous for,
Right.
Your last show is another show, which it's got to be a challenging show just to cast and also to, well, not to gain... audience members, but the show is called And In This Corner, Cassius Clay. Some people may not remember who Cassius Clay was by that name. Mm-hmm. This is written by Idris Goodwin. Tell us about this play and who Cassius Clay, his other name that some people may know him by.
Sure. So Muhammad Ali was born Cassius Clay, so they're the same person, which we have run into that younger people don't know that, which I was kind of surprised by. But so it's about Muhammad Ali's early years growing up in a segregated South. So it's about his life and his kind of growing up years with his family and his first years getting into boxing. And then it takes you through his first Olympic gold medal. And it's the form of the play. There's a narrator, Cassius Clay narrator, who steps in and out of his role to kind of narrate to the audience, kind of like a Greek chorus type situation. But in those moments, he actually raps. So it's
so
great.
It's a modern, sort of brings it more modern day.
Yeah. And it's, I mean, it's a... It's kind of also aimed at younger audiences. The playwright wrote it to sort of tell this story to a new generation of people who, like I said, maybe don't know that Muhammad Ali and Cassius Clay are the same person, or who don't know that the kind of life that Muhammad Ali grew up in was so different from the public figure that we knew. So it really kind of explores that.
Well, this sounds like another exciting season. Sarah Athens, Executive Director from Anchorage Community Theater, thanks so much for coming back on the show and giving us a preview for next year.
Thank you for having me.
Another ambitious season.
I know.
Until next time, I'm Steve Hunt for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life Informed. This is Alaska Public Media.